Here's your point of discussion.
We're back in Con. Hello and welcome to Point of Discussion. While Con is on holiday, enjoying the sunshine and maybe doing some hiking, Con and Becky discussing things, Nikon. Now, last week on the Nikon Report podcast, when we discussed Nikon financials, there's an interesting phrase that one of the Nikon employees said. They say that Nikon is entering an era in which digital cameras and smartphones coexist.
That's right.
In his words, he says that young people who are not satisfied with the current image quality that their mobiles provide them, they buy a camera that should produce better images.
Yes, they even said high-end cameras such as Z8 and Z9. But this led us to think. Now, for many, many years, since we started working here.
Yeah, it's been like a while.
Over 15 years now. Mm. I remember it being said, oh, digital cameras are dying because smartphones are taking over. And this was a continuing trend for a number of years.
Yeah, and that was before the iPhone came out. And obviously when iPhone came out, that's changed everything.
Everything. People were taking more pictures than ever. And now we know that there's something, it's more than 1 million pictures a second on planet Earth taken every single day. Yeah. So
Flickr probably has a very expensive storage bill.
It does, which is why they started charging people for.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, so we've had this kind of drummed into us over the years that smartphones are taking over and less people are going to want to buy cameras because they have basically a camera in their pocket at all times. And we sort of saw this when the Coolpix camera started to diminish. But I will say, I don't see it necessarily happening so much, maybe in waves and trends, but I don't see it happening so much with even entry-level cameras. The D3000 series and the 5000 series were still two of the most popular cameras that Nikon ever produced. Mm-hmm. So the question is, do you think that smartphones and digital cameras can coexist? Do they have a place side by side? Or do you think that as we've been kind of indoctrinated to understand, there is a small niche of photographers that will want a proper camera and everyone else can just have a smartphone and they'll be happy with it?
That's true. I mean, let's be honest. We are that niche of photographers who will prefer a proper camera over a mobile phone. However, because it's always with you and because you can take a throwaway pictures with it and don't worry too much about it. It's something that, let's say, I wouldn't take Z8 with me or any other camera. But let's say if I need to take a quick shot, let's say to send to my wife for a pro, maybe new shoes I'm buying or something like this, mm-hmm. I would do that. I don't need to take my mirrorless camera to do that, you know? So, and also obviously stuff like, let's say, gatherings and things like this, sometimes you just don't take the camera with you. So having this option with you is always good. Now, obviously we are from the breed that think that digital cameras with the bigger sensors will produce a better image quality. And let's be honest, they are better cameras than iPhones. Now, from this point of view, yes, of course, we will buy those cameras. However, we see a lot of people who wouldn't take pictures before, especially young kids, for example, you know, they now would have those cameras as their main cameras.
Yes. And as a parent of young folk who have the ability to take lots and lots of pictures, I do see that my children, for example, my teens and tweens, are definitely in the party of why would I have a proper camera if I have a phone that will take great shots? But at the same time, if they are trying to achieve a particular type of picture, they'll want a proper camera for that job. Maybe not their own. They won't want to go out and buy it themselves, but they'll say, Mom, can I borrow your camera?
Yeah. I think the point is when you start with something, you like it, you use what you have. But then it becomes a little slippery slope where you start to learn a bit more and a little bit more. And then it becomes a hobby. And then you will start to look for something a little bit more advanced that will produce better image quality in this case. I mean, let's not talk about cameras. Let's talk about pens. You started with your big pen. And you like to write. One day you like it so much that you start to look at a proper pen, maybe a ballpoint pen or maybe a fountain pen.
Fancy.
And depending on where you go, there could be anything from £10 purchase to £1,000 purchase.
Actually, same as art supplies. same as guitars, same as pianos. You can always start with something basic and then build up from that. What I find quite interesting is that even though the time when we were initially told that compact cameras were dying out, that digital bodies were eventually going to go the same way as the Atari.
Yeah.
We thought that that was going to be it and everybody was going to be using smartphones. And we even had people saying, oh, Nikon should produce a smartphone because then that way they'll stay relevant. But at that point, smartphones were still only a couple of megapixels. I remember that most phones were 2 megapixel cameras, 3 megapixel sensors, something like that. Now we have smartphones that have these massive sensors in them. I mean, not massive sensors, but high resolution sensors.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking like 60 megapixels and more even.
Yeah, you know. We've even had companies like Zeiss and Leica put their equipment into smartphones in order to kind of give the smartphone that premium feel.
Yeah, or license them, who knows?
Yeah, and yet, I think that if anything, people who take photography seriously are less likely to look at smartphones than they are digital cameras.
Yeah. What's interesting to me is there's a chart somewhere, which we will find for this podcast, where it shows here's the sales of film cameras from beginning of time. And it goes like it starts very, very slow. And then you see digital cameras coming in and the sales increasing and increasing and they're going up. And then there's a year where iPhone was released, and then that line goes up and keeps going up.
And then it eclipses everything else.
Exactly. And then you look at it, and it's something like 20 or 30 times taller than the sales of digital cameras. My point being is I think that photography, as it is a bit of a niche, like, let's say, maybe hi-fi, things like this. However, the people who will use those cameras will eventually, if they like photography so much, will gradually transition into the mirrorless cameras and lenses. And that's where we'll start to see potential increase in volume of sales for companies like Nikon. You start to look at the first quarter financial report that just came out, and camera like Z30 is surprisingly being listed together with Z8 as one of the best-selling cameras, which is very interesting to me because obviously, again, like great service means that while we cater for everyone, we see a big uptake on their top cameras like Z8 and Z9. And we all know that Nikon said we want to go for high volume, high margin items. And that's why we see those flagship products being released,
yes,
as well as those big wildlife lenses that are quite expensive. However, they also released a Z30, which seems to contradict to that point of high value, high margin product. And I know that we had discussion with a lot of our viewers about that, you know, but you can see that there's a reason why this camera is released. And it seems like it is selling well, according to them, and they look at it as a gateway into a proper photography camera coming from camera phone. And if you think about it, Z30 is actually not that expensive compared to the latest iPhone or latest Android phone that's been released, because those tend to go now close to £1,000.
That's right, but you can't look at Instagram.
Exactly. So you could have your phone and you look at those things, and then you can say, well, I can buy a Z30 with actually a cheaper camera as an addition.
Yeah.
To my photography arsenal, and that's what's actually going to increase my image quality compared to the built-in tiny lens that I have on my phone.
That's right. And you can add more lenses and you can have a much wider depth of field as well as a better low light performance. I do also think the Z30 is an interesting one, and maybe one of the reasons why it's so popular is that it is now quite intuitive in that you've got the screen. It doesn't have an EVF, which for us sort of die-hard old school photographers, we think no viewfinder, cannot use it. However, most people, or a lot of people, I would say, use their smartphone. There's no viewfinder on that. So they're used to looking at a screen. They're also used to pinching and zooming and swiping and stuff. And the Z30 offers all of those options. It offers touchscreen capability. It is live view by default. You can tap the screen and then take the picture and autofocus all in one go. You've got the fact that it is also a vlogging camera that you can do selfies with it. All those little gimmicks, which some of us may kind of sniff at because we think that it's inferior to, say, a Z6 or a Z7 or a Z8 or a Z9. But I know as a parent of young folk that when I handed them like a D40, for example, the fact that it didn't have live view, the fact that you couldn't touch the screen to focus or anything, and you had to actually put it up to your eye, for them, it was the equivalent of picking up a film camera for the first time and going, oh, I don't know, how do you focus? And how do you, it was so alien to them, having gotten so used
like
to phones.
Like an ancient technology.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It made me feel very old. But it is interesting that Nikon have put this kind of symbiotic relationship almost between smartphones and proper cameras, that they've said they're not going to be, one's not going to cancel out the other one. They are going to live together in perfect harmony. And in fact, smartphones may be the key to making more camera sales.
More sales, more profit, more advancements to all of us keen photography enthusiasts. And I think we feel a bit superior because we use those expensive cameras and take fantastically perfect technically images because camera does everything for us. And we spend time training ourselves to be even better. But I think we need to welcome the new breed of people of all ages switching from their mobile phones and buying the new mirrorless camera, being it at the cheapest camera, let's say, that Nikon offers, to the top camera, and learning how to use it. Because you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
That's right. And I would also say that I think smartphone photography and also social media in general has actually given film photography and film camera sales the leg up that wouldn't have existed without smartphone photography and without social media. Because people of a certain generation have gone, oh, I want to take more photos, but I don't want to take more photos as in quantity. I want to take better photographs with that something, something that I don't get from my smartphone. What is my route to doing that? Well, I could buy a digital camera, which is basically bigger sensor, etc., or I could learn photography the proper way and get that aesthetic that I don't seem to get from my phone camera.
Yeah, because Instagram filters are just not good enough. And portfolio is all the rage nowadays. I think we need to acknowledge there's the new breed of people coming to photography. Mm-hmm. Maybe not very technical, but they want to take pictures. They want to use a more sophisticated equipment designed for photography. And somehow they may wing and they produce good results without knowing anything. And you can see those young photographers, like I work with a lot of photographers, like getting into fashion, and they have more will to take an aesthetic shot than taking a technical, you know, and then they learn the technical side of things later on. So we need to know that those people may come from all backgrounds of the world, including camera phone photography.
Yes. So we'd love to hear your opinion on this. Do you think that digital cameras and smartphones can actually coexist?
Yeah, it's not a conversation about smartphones versus mirrorless cameras. Obviously, we're not even touching the conversation about the software and AI advancements that obviously smartphones are leading in this field. But the question is, do you think that someone who buys a smartphone one day will eventually buy a proper camera? Or do you think once you're a smartphone user, you'll stay a smartphone user forever?
Perhaps you yourself were a smartphone user and have graduated up to using a proper camera. Maybe it's a film camera, maybe it's a digital camera. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
And that's the end of Point of Discussion for this week. We will be back with a regular Nikon Report podcast the next week. We will see you soon.
Bye. Here's your Point of Discussion
with Backend Kong.